Google pauses ultra-woke Gemini AI image generator following inaccuracies in historical photos. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 22, 2024. Google announced it is pausing its ultra-woke Gemini AI image generator, saying the tool has created historical photos with inaccuracies. "We're already working to address recent issues with Gemini's image generation feature. While we do this, we're going to pause the image generation of people and will re-release an improved version soon," Google said in a Thursday X/Twitter post. The tech giant's statement was an update from its Wednesday announcement, which was, "We're aware that Gemini is offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions. We're working to improve these kinds of depictions immediately," Google added. Gemini's AI image generation does generate a wide range of people, and that's generally a good thing because people around the world use it. But it's missing the mark here, the tech giant asserted. As Breitbart News reported, Google's Gemini chatbot has been facing backlash for generating politically correct but historically inaccurate images in response to user prompts. As users probe how woke the masters of the universe have gone with their new tool, Google has been forced to apologize for offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions. Jack Krawczyk, the product lead on Google Bard, apologized Wednesday for the inaccurate images, stating, "We are aware that Gemini is offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions, and we are working to fix this immediately. We will continue to do this for open-ended prompts. Images of a person walking a dog are universal," Krawczyk added. "Historical contexts have more nuance to them and we will further tune to accommodate that." Krawczyk also made headlines in the wake of Gemini's issues for previously expressing anti-white sentiments. "White privilege is fucking real. Don't be an asshole and act guilty about it. Do your part in recognizing bias at all levels of egregious," Krawczyk once wrote in an X thread. Google's recently launched AI tool, formerly known as Bard, has been facing problems during a time when the tech giant is trying to keep up with the Microsoft-backed OpenAI. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.